December 9th through 15th. Revelation chapters 1 through 11. Glory and power be unto the Lamb forever. The symbolism in Revelation can be difficult for children to understand, but Revelation also contains important doctrine that is beautiful and simple. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share how they might feel if they saw Jesus Christ in a vision. Explain that in the book of Revelation, John described a vision in which he saw Jesus and many important things about the past and the future.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. I can invite Jesus Christ into my life. The metaphor of Jesus standing at the door and knocking can help the children understand that he wants to be close to them. Possible activities. Show the picture from this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and read Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Invite the children to imagine that Jesus was knocking on the door to their homes. Would they let him inside? What do they think he would say or do? Invite the children to tell you about times when they waited for someone to visit their home that they were excited to see. What was it like waiting for that person to knock on the door? What if they never let the person inside? Read Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, and let the children take turns holding a picture of Jesus and pretending to knock on a door. The other class members could pretend to open the door. What can we do to let Jesus be near us, even though we can't see him? Consider giving each child a picture of Jesus to take home. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. Jesus Christ is the only one worthy to be my Savior. John learned from his vision that only Jesus Christ, represented by a lamb, could be our Savior and fulfill the Father's plan, represented by the sealed book. Possible activities. Before class, find pictures that represent blessings available because of Jesus Christ's atonement, such as the temple, baptism, and families. Place them in a book and wrap the book up with paper or string. Using a few key phrases from Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, describe the vision John saw. Show the children the book and tell them that the only way to open the book is to find the picture of Jesus that you have hidden in the room. When they find the picture, open the book and share with the children the pictures in the book. Testify that the Savior was the only one who could make those things possible. Summarize the vision described in Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, and invite the children to act out how John and others felt during different parts of the vision. For instance, they might pretend to cry when no one could open the book, or they might cheer when the Savior opened it. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, and verses 13 through 14. Jesus Christ helps me become clean from sin. John saw many people dressed in robes, quote, made white in the blood of the Lamb, end quote. See verse 14. Consider how this vision could help the children understand the importance of being made clean from our sins through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Show the children some baptismal clothing or other white clothes and a picture of Jesus. Read Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, and verses 13 through 14 to the children, and ask them to point to the picture and clothes every time they hear the word white. Explain that white clothes represent cleanliness and remind us that Jesus Christ can make us clean from our mistakes. Show the children a piece of white cloth and let them get it dirty by marking it with a pen or putting dirt on it. Explain that sin makes our spirits dirty. Show a picture of Jesus in Gethsemane, such as Gospel Art Book number 56. Put the dirty cloth away and show them a clean white cloth. Testify that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can become clean. Sing a song about baptism, such as When I Am Baptized, in Children's Songbook page 103, and discuss how Jesus helps us become clean when we are baptized. Teach the doctrine. Older children. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. I can choose to let Jesus Christ be a part of my life. How can you help the children you teach open their hearts and lives to the power and influence of Jesus Christ? Possible activities. Invite the children to look at the picture from this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families as you read Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. To help them draw meaning from the picture, invite them to work in pairs to answer questions like these. Why do you think Jesus is knocking on the door? Why isn't there a doorknob on the outside of the door? What does it mean to let Jesus into our lives? Ask the children to write on the board different ways to open the door to Jesus. Some examples might include serving others, reading the scriptures, and partaking of the sacrament. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. Jesus Christ is the only one worthy to be my Savior. The vision described in Revelation chapter 5 taught that only Jesus Christ was worthy and able to perform the atonement and save us from sin. Possible activities. Invite the children to tell about a time when they needed someone to do something they couldn't do for themselves. Ask them to read Revelation chapter 5 verses 1 through 10 and look for what needed to be done that only one person could do. Explain that the Lamb is Jesus Christ and the book represents God's plan. What did Jesus do for us that no one else could do? Ask the children to look for a hymn or children's song that testifies of Jesus Christ, such as Beautiful Savior in Children's Songbook, page 62 through 63. What do the words of the song teach about Jesus Christ? How might this song be like the hymn of praise sung about Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 10? Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. The gospel can help me overcome temptation. The smoke that darkened the air in Revelation chapter 9, verse 2, could be likened to temptations. See 1 Nephi chapter 12, verse 17. Possible activities. Draw pictures of a sun and a dark cloud and cut them out. Invite the children to read Revelation chapter 9, verse 2 and 1 Nephi chapter 12, verse 17. And write on the dark cloud what the smoke or mists in these verses represent. Place the dark cloud on the board and invite the children to make a list of temptations children their age face. Then place the sun on the board and ask them to make a list of tools Heavenly Father has given us to overcome the darkness in the world. How can the children help others who are in the dark spiritually? To help them think about this question, show the video Choose the Light on LDS.org, and invite them to talk about the biker.
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to share with their families ways they can invite the Savior's influence into their homes. Improving our teaching. Encourage reverence. An important aspect of reverence is thinking about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. You might remind children to be reverent by quietly singing or humming a song or displaying a picture of Jesus.